but just get dressed to look. Chris Miles does the breakfast show, but after that he's boring. He hasn't got that many friends and has a problem snoring. He's not allowed out late at night, he's up at early dawn. He drinks too much, he's overweight and swears like Ozzy Osbourne.
Good morning!
The Chris Miles Show, National Radio 1.
Ha ha ha! Great edit. Hello. Hi everybody, I'm not Scott Mills. I have no gripe with any sofa girl. I like the ladies. So we're back.
Hooray. Hooray for us.
Thanks to Nimone. I saw a bit of a documentary last night.
Did you?
Yeah. In case you missed it, this is all about Nimone trying to run for the Olympics. Mm-hmm. Just to summarise the hour-long documentary into a short little soundbite. Still slow, still slow, still slow. Not going, but basically it. Right? But apparently she set her sights on becoming an astronaut next year, right? She's taking January to March off. They're going to film her for the whole year. And then she gets to, like, you know, November and she goes, yeah, too short. And so that's next year or so.
Do they have height regulations on being an astronaut?
I have no idea. I don't know. I think this is BBC Three. Now, this is Nimone's TV career for the rest of her life. Right, I want to become mayor of Cincinnati, right? So film me for a year doing that. Get that. You need to be a local. I don't live here. Okay? All right, thanks, bye. See you next year. With a new documentary. Brilliant. So anyway. But that said, though, she looked very sexy when she was sweating.
Women don't sweat, though, do they? They perspire.
She was
horses
who sweat.
She was sweating last night. Woo! Sexy minx, you know. Rachel's not here, by the way. So we're producing the show for the next few days is Grey Ed Will, who hasn't worked on the show since 1999. He's still been coming in every day, just hasn't worked on the show. Somebody seems to have left Scott Mills' joke book here in the breakfast studio.
Life in the funny lane.
Starts later. It's 3 minutes to seven. This is Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. Good morning. Or as we like to say, good morning.
Your voice is cracky.
Thanks very much. Yours isn't so bad yourself. Oh, we're off and running, everybody. Good morning. Echo's not working, honestly. Good morning.
Hang on a sec.
Can I just say, I know it's my first day back and everything for a couple of weeks off. And thanks, by the way, for getting up a little bit earlier to hear the first show back. Ooh, oh, you normally get up at that time, fair enough. First of all, there's a desk problem in the office, which I will talk about later. Don't get me started on the desk situation. I'm almost speechless, but it's my job, so I won't be. Secondly, I paid Dominic a massive compliment this morning about how good he sounded. A friend of mine said he sounded really good on the breakfast show last week. Told this story, which took 2 minutes, only for Dominic to turn around and say, I wasn't reading the breakfast news last week, Chris. So it's somebody else completely. Offer him a compliment, take it away. And thirdly, the studio where I'm doing the show from today has been cleaned. Now, normally I'd be over the moon delighted, and I'll take it, don't get me wrong, but it stinks of polish, and it obviously has just been recently done, and I'm sliding all over the place like a Vaseline cat in a slidey tube. I can't think of... you know what I mean. Are you on yet or not, Dave?
No.
Right. Dave's microphone at this point hasn't got a lead.
I haven't got one, though. I'm over here.
So where Dave normally stands at this point...
I normally stand here, but right. You can't hear me as well without the microphone.
Can't hear him. Oh, Alan has now found the lead. Oh, and something else. My headphones have gone missing. The ones with Chris's headphones don't touch. Hang on.
Hello?
No.
Hello?
No, still can't hear.
Hello? Hello?
Right, good. Right. I haven't got time for you now, though, Dave. Because we're going to get some news and sport from Dominic and Juliet. We'll play Pink and Shapeshifters in a second. First of all, let's find out what's going on in the world. It's 1 minute past seven.
The head of the FA has resigned.
And Vieira won't be leaving Highbury.
BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
The Football Association's chief... And the weather, it's going to be hot and muggy for most people, but a few thunderstorms are on the way over the next few days. Radio 1 Newsbeat, it's now 5 minutes past seven.
That doesn't work. Surely that little stab at the end there is going to come in on the beat. That doesn't work at all.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And it's nice to see that even though we have new news jingles, the word muggy is still being used.
Well, muggy, I think, yeah, you can say a lot with the word muggy.
So I believe you sounded great on The Breakfast Show last week.
Yeah, I heard, I did
very
too.
Very funny.
Despite the fact I was still in bed at 8 o'clock.
Sorry about that.
No,
I apologise.
No, it's fine. John Stewart did a very good job, obviously. He was very funny.
See, that surprised me, because last time Scott Fielding, I heard him, I thought he was cack.
Who, John?
Yeah.
John's brilliant.
He's rubbish.
John's excellent.
Start at the board.
Sorry, I'm closing the blinds, because somebody walked past and then just stopped all the way through the news.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know who it was, but they kind of...
Was it one of the cleansing operatives?
I think it was. He slightly waved.
Really?
He did that half wave. Oh, no, he's actually reading the news. I won't wave.
Really? Why would he wave at you anyway?
Seriously, somebody walked by, someone's in the building at this time in the morning. Security don't even get here till 8. who waved?
I don't know, somebody wove.
Have you seen the person before?
No, I haven't.
Cleansing operative. He talks to us, is it?
No, he's nice.
Or, because there's two that I mainly see. There's one guy who's really great and really cool, so he always, I was chatting and everything. And one woman who hasn't spoken to me for 5 years. You ever seen her in the office? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but didn't you tell her off once for hoovering?
No!
I mean, during a leak, granted, but...
I was going to say, surely that's her job.
Oh. Yeah, but not when we're on the air.
Ah, true.
Good morning, Sunday. Keep it down!
Never spoke to her since.
Kevin, do you know, I swear, when Kevin Greening used to do The Breakfast Show, we used to do it with Zoe Ball.
Mm.
Kevin started at 7, Zoe turned up at 7:45, something like that. And there was a point where we used to do the early morning show. Kevin Greening was doing The Breakfast Show. And there was a cleaner who used to come in, didn't speak any English, right? And the cleaner would just come in, had no idea. We still believed that he had no idea this was a radio studio. He just thought that maybe it was some kind of NASA experiment with microphones and red lights. And this guy would hoover, and they'd always have to go, can you switch it off? Can you cut it? We've got to do a link. Cut it, unplug, switch it off. Switch it off. What? Switch it off. Switch it off. Right. So Kevin just one morning went, do you know, I've had enough of every morning asking him to switch it off. So he just switched on the microphone. And in the background, you can just say, and he does this link and then just finishes it, plays another record. And the guy hoovered had no idea. Place is going mad. Anyway, it's so good to be back. I went to the pub last night with my brother just to have a little drink to get myself back into my routine, you know, of no sleep and too much drink. And I love the fact that everybody kind of feels as though they're part of my job and my life. You know, like with anyone else's job, like if you work for an insurance company, your mate in the pub doesn't go, "I got a little idea for work on Monday morning." No, really? Why? No. It just doesn't happen. But in my job, everyone tries to help. So I'm in the pub last night, I'm walking to the toilet, a bloke goes, "Back on in the morning, are you?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Here's one for you." Why? What? Here's what for me? A jingle? A record? Here's a joke for you, all right? And this is how he told me the joke. "Here's a joke for you. What's a specimen?" What? What's a specimen? Don't know. It's an Italian astronaut. Hey? Hey? Yeah. Right, that doesn't work.
A bit of spacey, man.
Right, and shouldn't you have to say it in maybe an Italian accent or something? So I just, obviously, you know, left him with my favourite one, which was, "What's a hospice?" And I'll tell you the punchline later.
The football season's back again. Crystal loves Leeds United. Got Michael Ricketts, Brian Dean, and boy, is he excited. If they keep selling players, maybe Chris will have his day. He'll bring his boots to every game and may just get to play.
About a gallon and a half, thank you.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
It's 7:09. It's Monday morning. This is BBC Radio 1, and I am still Chris Moyles. A specimen. An Italian astronaut. Doesn't work with a Cockney accent, you pillow.
I've been a girl with a skirt pulled high.
After the success of my joke, Will's now got an Italian joke.
Don't blame me. It's come on the text.
Yeah.
It's moved, I can't find it. Oh, yeah. This is Tracy on the M1.
Yes.
What's an innuendo?
I don't know. What's an innuendo?
An Italian suppository.
There you go. These are the jokes, folks.
That doesn't even work.
I like the fact that he does it in his... What's an innuendo?
In his voiceover voice.
Oh, man. I feel as though I've been off for ages.
We have.
Well, yeah. And, hey, we've had a cracking 2 weeks. So much has happened since we've been off the air. The Streets went to number one. Two new DJs came to the station. We lost loads of listeners. I tell you, so much has gone on. It's unbelievable. And I come back. I went to Portugal, by the way, because obviously, you know, I'm virtually resident there now. And came back on the very late Friday night. Put the radio on Saturday to hear that there's a girl who's somehow trapped in one of the studios at Radio 1 who every 15 minutes tells us that we all love weekends. I don't know if you're aware of this.
Well, she says we love weekends, doesn't she?
Yeah.
It's a new promotional strap
line. But all the time, we love weekends. Mm. Yeah, congratulations, look. I like 7-Up. So what? And I noticed that your show's been taken off the air.
It hasn't been taken off. It has finished its run.
Right.
It was the last in the present series.
Right. And you've been replaced with the Chuckle Brothers.
JK and Joel, their name was off.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I'll give them 6 months. Seriously. What is the standard now for being a radio and DJ? Turn up. Is that it? And you're on. I'm JK. Hello, I'm Joel. Hey, I'm JK. I'm Joel. Hey, he's Joel. I'm JK. Oh, hey. You know what I mean?
I find them quite difficult to differentiate between voice.
Do you know what I think it is? I think it's one bloke, right, on two salaries. Right? Yeah. And all he does is slightly pan his mic left and right. Hello, I'm JK. And I'm Joel. Hey, it's Radio 1. Hey, it's our new show. That's what I think it is. Anyway, they're on at the weekends. Listen, that's tick that box.
We love weekends.
Right, I've promoted their show. It's 18 minutes past 7, and we'll do Buzz Off next. How come we don't even talk no more, and you don't even call no more? It's D12 and How Come. Yes, I am interrupting it, but go and buy the album, because it's good. Right. So I've already started upsetting people, right? 20 past 7, and I've been on the air 25 minutes. Mickey, who works for Newsbeat, who makes the Newsbeat jingles, also texts me already saying, do the music beds really not work? I spent all weekend trying to make them work. Only joking, mate. Sound all right. And for some bizarre reason, because we've been doing crap jokes this morning, you know, obviously, you're used to listening to Scott Mills for 2 weeks, let's just keep the trend going. Loads of people have started texting in hilarious jokes. Neil on the M25, it's a classic. Alad, what do you call an Italian with a rubber toe?
Dunno.
Roberto.
There you go. It's not even funny.
There's one here about a shih tzu, which I don't think I can do. I'm trying to rewrite it
so
that it's broadcast. You have no animals, essentially. I'm not going to say anymore.
Larry Leprise. This is just so old, this joke. Larry Leprise, who wrote the Hokey Cokey, has died at the age of 93.
Right.
The worst part was getting him in the coffin. They put his left leg in. And the trouble started from there.
That's quite good.
Oh, dear. What's got eight legs and one eye?
I don't like that one.
Two chairs and half a pig's head. Now, these...
Silly.
These are brilliant. It's 7:22. It's a zoo with no animals.
Did you hear about the constipated mathematician?
No.
He tried to work it out with a pencil. It's not even funny.
Do you get that?
No animals.
I did. That one is funny,
Fine. Oh, dear. Here's another one, right? Rob sat in his bedroom listening to Radio 1, obviously, because you text in. What do you do if you see a spaceman?
Parking it.
Yeah, but it's parking it, man. Yeah. That's the gag.
Oh, yeah.
But he's written parking it. Well, no, that doesn't work.
You about the Spanish fireman and his two children? Jose and Jose B.
This text message said, I tuned in on Saturday in time to hear Joel talk about Will Young having a fag in a railway carriage. Not the kind of thing I want to hear when I'm having my lunch on the weekend.
What's green and runs around your garden? A hedge.
Oh, man.
These are good, some of these, aren't they?
No. Oh, dear. Crap jokes.
No animals.
Hey, Dave.
Hello.
Ambient jokes. Remember that?
Yeah.
We can't really talk about that now, can we?
Ambient jokes. So Dave and I, we'll come up with a new show for Radio 1. Right, put it on in the middle of the night. It'd be brilliant.
Mm.
Right, Buzz Off then. We're back again. Do we need to set up Buzz Off? Will.
Don't think so.
And it's doing it now.
Oh, is it? Okay, all right, fine. So, once again, I scoured my CDs at home. I bought some new CDs recently as well. I put loads of tunes into the iPod, the iTunes thing. So I've been listening to loads of new stuff. Everything from the Sister Sisters album to Prince to Thin Lizzy and everything. But I've chosen a song today which I think everybody will love. If you like it, text Buzz on to 81199. If you don't like it, text Buzz off to 81199. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let's go!
Rubbish. I can't believe that...
CJ Lewis!
2 weeks off, and this is the best that you can come up with.
Sweets for my sweet! God of mercy!
Rubbish.
Oh, go!
For the girl, them a chaser. All the man, them a say them impressed. Niceness, I'm with the girl, them a wearer. All the man, them a say you got clearer. Sweetness, me for the girl, them a chaser. All the man, them a say them impressed. Niceness, I'm with the girl, them a wearer. All the man, them a say you got clearer. Come in, love on it,
Alan is loving this track. Who'd have thought?
Will Buzz.
Hey, you've never said that before, have you?
Sweets for my sweet and all the nuts on peace and west. All the girls them big up your chest. Make them know say you are the sweetest. Because you know say you deserve the best.
Listen to Buzz, right? So it turns out after all that they didn't like it. I'm sure Alan will come in and say Alan Buzz any second now.
Alan Buzz!
There you go.
Again with Radio 1.
Happening this weekend, Radio 1 literally will take over Ibiza for a big long weekend. Everybody's there, apart from us.
Not after the last time.
We went down a storm. That's the first time Elton John's been played at Pasha, I believe, isn't it? Right, 7:27, this is Radio 1 morning.
I walked across an empty land.
Love this album.
This can be the end of that.
Bend and Break, I think, is my favourite track. Keen and Somewhere Only We Know from Radio 1.
Somewhere Only We Know.
Other albums in my car at the moment I'll be listening to Snow Patrol's album, which is great. And the Supergrass Greatest Hits, which is brilliant.
Like all their best stuff, isn't it?
It's like all their greatest hits in one album. Wow, I tell you.
BBC Radio 1.
Newsbeat.
Coming up then, going to play Tom Craft, and we'll play Razor Light as well. And are we talking to Wes today?
We ought to, really.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, you forgot about that, didn't you, producer Will?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you meant to get... Well, call him later during the next record. He's quite imperative to the feature. Good Lord. Anyway, so we'll play Tom Craft and maybe talk to Wes in a bit. Let's get some news from Dominic at 7:31.
The chief executive of the Football Association, Mark Palios, has quit.
A clarity on exactly who is running things.
Let me just ask you about this story.
Yeah, of course.
Basically, I've been away, and I've come back, and I've heard... So, what is right and what is wrong, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sven...
Mm-hmm. Correct.
...had an affair with a woman who works at the FA...
Correct.
...who had also had an affair with the EasyJet boss.
No, that would be Stelios.
Right.
This is Mark Palios.
Okay, okay.
Big difference.
He's not the EasyJet man.
He's not. He probably doesn't even know him.
Right. So, Mark Palios... Who does he? Does he work for BA?
No, he doesn't. Nothing. Right. Really nothing to do with planes.
Right.
More football.
Right.
Shall I go through what you've missed?
Yes.
You're not aware of this.
Please, because I don't really understand a lot of this.
Okay, about 2 weeks ago, the Football Association came out, they issued a statement denying Sven had been having an affair with a secretary, who we know is Faria Alarm. But then...
Fire alarm.
Faria Alarm.
Right.
Not Fire Alarm, not Stelios.
Right.
But then a few days later, they were forced to make a massive U-turn, very embarrassing U-turn, and say that, yes, he had had an affair, and they went on to say that his boss, Mark Palios, had also been seeing her. So after the newspaper stories that were around yesterday, we talked about the news of the world. Mark Palios is now gone, and then Sven's future is likely to be decided on Thursday because he's got a big meeting with the FA.
Why are they discussing Sven's future? Why? I don't understand.
They basically want to know whether Sven lied initially to the Football Association when they asked him about claims that he was having.
So what? It's none of their business. Hang on, he's not married. He's not with Nancy anymore. He can sleep with her whenever he wants to, right? That's not their business, is it?
Which is what a lot of people are saying. But the Football Association are saying, yes, that's fine, but if you lie to us, then that's something else. That's gross misconduct.
Oh, tough. Get over it. Stop throwing your toys out your pram.
Anyway, he'll know what's happening on Thursday. A few of the England players have been speaking out about Sven. Ashley Cole says all the players are backing him 100% and they want him to stay on. Okay?
Cool.
Good. Other news around. Parts of America are back on high alert. This is Tom Ridge, who's in charge of security.
We do have...
We've had hundreds of text messages this morning. All right, one. Saying, how come, forget the Sven story in the sport, Leeds United won a game at the weekend. Yeah, this is big news, this.
Who did you beat them?
Hibernian. 3-1.
Very good.
And next away match is tomorrow night, which we'll probably lose because we're playing York. And the season, our season starts Saturday.
Got Derby, haven't you?
Yeah. I'm going to keep you updated with the Coca-Cola Champions League or whatever it's called now, because obviously, as an Everton fan, you've got a keen interest in that league at the moment. What's the story with Rooney? Have I missed anything? Is there any more news?
No, he's still there.
But there's no news about...
Still club in turmoil. Still trying to sort out the whole management structure of the club. Finances need to be sorted out. Right. Everything with the season looming. Still a mess.
But apart from that, everything fine?
Yeah, true. Yeah.
This is the official Shot Show.
With Wes.
On Radio 1. Radio 1. Morning, Wes.
Tall morning to you.
You sound perky.
No, I'm not really. No. I've just woken up, as usual.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, that's good.
You had a nice chart show yesterday?
A lovely chart show yesterday. It was very nice.
Do you know there's another chart show on the radio when you're on?
Oh, we're not going to talk about this again, are we?
No, well, there's two, right?
I don't know, because I'm on there, so
Mark,
I never listen.
Mark Goodyear still does a chart, believe it or not, even though
the guy's
pushing 60, right? And then there's another one with a boy and a girl.
And she's waiting for... okay.
And she lisps.
Yes, I have a vague recollection. We did talk about this once before.
It's very similar to your show, you know.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not saying they copy your ideas or anything like that, but...
They do the records in the same order, though, don't they?
No, they don't.
Do they not?
No, and I've got to say as well, right, I listened the other week, I flipped between the two, miles behind Wes. Wes was there first.
This is true.
Seriously.
This is very true.
You always finish first, and that's what I like about you, Wes.
Yeah. Well, you see, I try my best.
Exactly. So, while I was away then, Streets made it to number one, didn't they?
Yes, they did last week, yeah.
Dry your eyes. Did he have to talk to Mike Skinner?
He was... Something happened and he couldn't do it, but right. He was meant to talk to me.
Oh, that's a shame. That would have been a hilarious, light-hearted conversation.
He went to number one on the singles and the album chart as well, which is quite cool, that, isn't it, to do both.
Yeah, well done. And from a rhyme, you can afford a rhyming dictionary now with all this money. So how was this week's chart?
It was very entertaining, I think. Very entertaining.
You sound so tired.
I mean, what do you want me to say about it? It was just, you know, the chart is...
You meant to big yourself up, man.
Yeah, but it was great. It was, you know, I just... What do you want me to say?
Do you want me to just play the music and you tell us this week's top 10?
All right, then. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from his bed, on the phone, this is Wes with a brand new top 10.
Right, Jamelia was at number 10 this week, seeing a boy's eyes. Number 9... Every Time from Britney Spears.
Yeah.
8 was Ozone, Dragostar Dinte.
What?
Dragostar Dinte.
Right.
Which I listened through to for the first time yesterday.
And?
It's better than I thought it was.
Right, okay.
7 is Usher Burn.
Yeah.
6 is Jaquan and Tipsy.
Oh, yes.
5 is Rachel Stevens and Some Girls.
By the way, watch the video next time you're watching MTV or whatever. The worst dance routine ever. To that Rachel Stevens song. Seriously? Oh. It's like Stevie Wonder did choreographed it. It's rubbish.
She does that thing with the knees, you know, like you do when you kind of swap them over from one side. She does so, doesn't she?
It's, you watch it, Wes. You know, it's when the worst dance routine ever.
Rick, do you know what that song's about?
Some girls.
No, it's rude, but I can't say what.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Just listen to words.
No, you tell me that, go on.
Yeah. 4 is D12, how come? 3 is Shapeshifters, Lola's theme, yeah. And at 2, The Streets, Dry Your Eyes, which
they're
means...
They're not number 1 anymore!
No, there's a brand new number 1, Christopher.
But who is number 1?
Well, should I tell you now?
Yeah.
How many seconds do I have?
I actually don't know me.
Are we doing it over the vocal?
I wonder what it could be.
Well, I want you to say the name of the band, obviously, because we laughed.
Busted!
Hey! Boosted!
It's not boosted, it's busted.
That's what you say. Busted.
Yeah, busted. Yeah, did you hear the story about me being called into their voiceover?
No.
For a new TV ad?
No.
For Busted.
Right.
So I get there, and she says, the client doesn't want you to say busted, he wants you to say posher. I said, look, you know, I can't say any point. That's how I say it. Do you know what I mean? I said, the only reason, like, people, you know, pick up on it now is because they picked up on it, not because I'm, you know, consciously trying to say busted, but...
Busted.
So, they're trying to say the posh version of busted in this. So if you ever see this TV advert with me going, don't forget, whatever, I can't remember what it was now, but you'll hear me trying to say busted posh.
How do you say busted posh?
I kind of say it with an A, and it comes out as a swear word.
Okay, I love it. Right, introduce it. You got 16 seconds. Go.
Right, okay. Join me on Sunday at 4 o'clock for the official UK Top 40, Top 20 album chart, and your chance to go to the Vin Diesel premiere Sunday at 4. But right now, on Chris Moyles' Breakfast Show, here's Busted's number 1.
Brilliant. Really want to go and see that movie.
Apparently it's rubbish.
Yeah, well, our lass is not interested. Sophie's not interested in seeing it at all. She's like, not bothered. You can go see that on your own. So I might go one afternoon if I just need someone who's got no life, same as me, to go with me. Alad, Will?
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
I'm up for it.
I'm sure you are, but do you fancy going to see it? But I know it's busted and all that. Boosted. But it's a great little pop record. It's really cool when spaceships come out of the pool. I mean, the lyrics are brilliant.
It's well produced, though, isn't it?
But it's just that... Dun, 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 I love that. I watched them on Top of the Pops Saturday, and they did an acoustic version of Thunderbirds Ago.
Is that special?
Yeah, kind of. Island. Anyway, there you go. Like it. Thunderbirds.
No, James King said the film is rubbish.
What does James King know about movies?
More than us.
Well, no, he doesn't.
Nothing?
No. Well, I don't understand. Well, any kind of critic, it doesn't mean that they... Right, I love going to the cinema and seeing a decent movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
All these Hollywood blockbusters, right, like Thunderbirds or whatever, right, it's great. It's not meant to be, War and Peace or some kind of taxing Michael Moore thing which makes you think. It's Thunderbirds. So how can it really be rubbish?
He said it was rubbish. Said it was cack.
Yeah, but he's probably the kind of person who, you know, didn't like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie. Heroes in a Half Shell? Turtle Power.
Cowabunga.
Anyway, there you go. Right, so, when can we talk about... Can we tease that maybe somebody might be coming on the show?
Yes, but you can't mention who.
Right, okay. Later on this week, we might have someone famous on the show, Dave.
It's Wes.
No, it's not.
But you can say it's a big movie star.
Right. Now, I was talking about Davina McCall.
No, she's not coming on.
No, she is.
Is she?
Yeah, Friday.
Is she?
I don't know these things.
Yeah, I was told that.
Well, I thought that was access denied.
Well, no, she said to me, I'm going to talk to you on Friday.
No, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, she's on the phone.
We should have a meeting, really, shouldn't we?
Yeah, and Will should turn up. How come we've been away for 2 weeks and you're the one who doesn't know what's going on in the show? How does that work? I heard Thunderbirds was crap, but went to see it. It was bloody great. There's no need for bad language like that first thing in the morning. I apologise about that. So there you go. Thunderbirds is really good if you're between 5 and 8. Otherwise, avoid it like the plague.
See? That's us out.
I'll probably enjoy it then.
The new sound, 7 p.m.
If you've never heard Zane Lowe, by the way, you should listen. Make a point of listening. Because, you know, he's very good.
Mm.
And the funniest thing about him is he gets so excited about some of the records he plays, the guy could almost burst. But you know,
it's a great show, though.
It's a great record. I just think it's going to pop. But I'll tell you what I did. I got to bed really, really late this morning, and I put on, I think it was the Essential Mix, I'm not sure, would have been about 1:30 this morning, and there was Lemon Jelly doing a live version of the Staunton Lick.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to find out, Al, can you find out for me whether it was a live set by Lemon Jelly or it was just they played a track that was a live version? Alan. Yeah, that whole thing was for your benefit there. Sake. Oh, he said yes, great. There you go, lovely. Will, will you ask Alan to find out for me?
Yeah.
Right, thanks very much. There you go, promoting all the shows on Radio 1, look.
Nice.
It's 8:03. Good morning, it's Radio 1.
I fell in love with a boy. I fell in love with a boy.
Josh Stone fell in love with a boy. I love Chris. She loves me, Dave.
She doesn't. She says that when she's got a record to promote.
I love Chris.
She actually says crisps.
No, she doesn't. You're fine, she says. I love Chris.
I love Chris.
Okay, it does sound like crisps.
It is crisps. She was asked a crisp-based question.
She wasn't. I love Chris.
I love Chris.
I love Chris.
There you go, see? You're just jealous.
Jealous, she says crisp.
She loves Chris.
I love Chris.
Yeah.
My record's out on Monday.
Nelly coming up, and we'll play The Streets as well, the UK's official number 2. The Thrills are back with a brilliant record. Joe Wiley's already played this, and it's absolutely brilliant. Still as good as their last stuff. Thrills, new song coming up. Let's get some news and sport from Dominic and Juliet. 10 o'clock.
The head of the FA resigns.
But Vieira won't be leaving Highbury.
Well, today, but there are storms on the way, and they've already hit the West Country. Radio 1 Newsbeat, it's now 8:04.
Right, a couple of things.
Yes.
Number one. We have some new jingles that you've heard, obviously, this morning,
yep.
Which I worked on while we're away. And what we've done is we've set up a very special... You know when we did the football jingles?
Yeah.
So we had football jingles the next day after the game, right? Yeah. What we've done is I'm going to set every day this week. I don't know if this will work, but it fills a link. We're going to set the singers a task to get a certain word into a jingle... And they have to do it by the end of the 8:30 news, say.
Okay.
Right? So, they're all listening there, and I will tell them the word or something or a phrase. And they... No, just a word, I think. And they've got to write a jingle that gets that word in and then have it ready by 8:30.
No
after the
way.
News at Sport 8:30. Yeah, way. Yeah.
They had all night the last time.
Hey?
They had all night the last time.
Well, listen, they've got 25 minutes. Okay?
Can we choose the word?
You can throw some potentials in if you wish.
Well, spatula.
Baps.
See, that's just...
Camel.
That's... What, see, right. Okay.
Mammal.
No.
What rhymes with camel?
Shamel.
Mammal?
Shamel does, that's right. What was I thinking, Dave?
Trousers.
Pants.
Artichoke.
See, any of these, all lovely.
Spelunking.
Right, what's that, Dave?
Oh. Hey.
Spelunking, yeah. I think, is the art of potholing.
Right, I didn't know that.
I think it is spelunking. We
you
could look. We check that for me, Dominic,
yeah,
man of
you?
Information.
That's
you
right.
You could go spelunking.
Spelunking, I think, is underground activity.
How are you spelling that, Dave?
I don't know.
Elephant.
Yep.
Window.
Tusk.
Quench is a good one.
Quench is a
quench.
Nice word.
Yeah.
Swimming pool.
Yeah. Oh,
that's two words.
Do they have to have a topical theme? Or?
No.
No.
Pigeon.
Hippopotamus.
Okay. No, it doesn't then.
Any of those will do.
Trunks.
Okay.
Trunks is a good one.
You can't have elephant, trunks and tusks.
No, it's just one. It's just one word.
Right, okay.
That's all it is.
Cauliflower.
Cauliflower's nice. I like cauliflower.
Yeah.
Let's just do cauliflower
all
then, right? Cauliflower jingle, people, is today's jingle word, and you have to get that in a jingle by the end of the news at 8:30.
Why is it cauliflower?
I don't know. But
power shower.
Bane power. Incidentally, by the way, Sandy, who does the jingles, doesn't like us calling them jingles. He calls them audio imaging. There you go. and hates the word jingle.
I like our audio images.
That's right. Thank you very much. Anyway, so hopefully he'll have a audio image thing for 8:30. What else was I going to talk to you
about? Is that like a jingle? Is that what you mean?
Are the singers then audio image performers?
I don't know, really. Don't worry about it. 7 minutes past eight. Good morning. This is the UK's number two. For me and you. You have that rhyme for free, Mike. Straight and dry your eyes. Right, Dominic, a couple of things. Mm. Number one.
Yes.
When I went to Portugal for a week last week,
yes.
And we went to Splish and Splosh or something, some water park, right?
Right.
I haven't been to a water park for years. And I think the last one I went to was in Scarborough. It was brilliant. And I bumped into two fellas in the Grumbleweeds. Anyway, right, so...
In Portugal?
No, it's in Scarborough. Anyway, so I went to Splosh and Splish, whatever it's called, right?
Yeah.
People know it. If you've been to the Algarve, it's the one with the frog. Do you know that one? With the crayons in the kiddie pool. Yeah, right, so that one. People know now what I'm talking about. And I thought, right, if the weather's going to be good this week, I would like to take all of our team out, maybe Wednesday, to a water park, if you're all up for it.
Yep, absolutely.
And it's only dawned on me, I don't know if there are any water parks in the south of England. Now, I don't mean a swimming pool with two tubes that kind of go out the building and come back in again. I mean a water park, a proper water park. So can you research, see if there are any water parks in the south of England?
What about our friend Pleasurewood Hills off the A12 between Great Yarmouth and Lowestoft, Dave?
They might have water activities.
I don't think it's a
not solely a water park.
No, it's not tight up. It's not, I don't think. So, well, can you research that?
Absolutely.
Right. Secondly, we challenged our jingle people, who don't like the word jingles, audio imaging, to do a jingle by the 8:30 news that contains the word cauliflower, right?
Mm-hmm.
But during what, you know, the discussion about what word we should come up with, Dave came up with the word...
Spelunking.
And Dominic now has the, what's the word?
Splunker definition.
The definition, yes.
Splunkadelic.
Dave, as you quite rightly said, a spelunker technically is a person who goes in caves. It originally derived from the Latin. It comes from the Middle English word spelunk, meaning cave or grotto.
There you go, and you think I just taught rollocks.
Well done.
So if I'm somebody that goes into caves, I
am... Spelunker.
Brilliant.
And now... It's time for BB Alley.
Hooray!
Hello!
God, it's this burger.
Hello.
Hi, Alan.
Hello.
How are you?
Very good.
Do you want to say congratulations to your sister before you start?
Yes, congratulations, Maleri. She had a graduation on Friday.
There you go.
Who'd have thought, eh?
I know, eh? Who'd have thought that?
There we go.
Ditzy, gorgeous girl would have... Well,
there
she
go.
Did.
Then from one ditzy gorgeous girl to another. Went on to Big Brother Friday night to see Michelle come out of the house.
Good.
Didn't like Michelle. Didn't like her at all.
No.
No. Glad she left.
The only thing I think that really is like dragging your fingernails down a blackboard is her whiny voice, chicken.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
On the subject of Michelle, obviously you two are far bigger Big Brother watchers than I am.
Yes.
But... Doesn't it go along with your general theory year upon year that she should have stayed in because she is so annoying that she is therefore good entertainment
yes,
value?
Yes,
she shouldn't have gone out because now it perhaps makes the show a duller place.
Yeah.
But this year I think it's different because there are actually bigger characters in there. Nadia, Jason, Dan. I'm glad they've stayed in and she's
See,
gone.
I love Dan. I really do love him. But he doesn't do much.
He doesn't really.
Do you know what I mean? He's not, you know, but I think he's funny, and he's the type of bloke that, I'd be quite happy to go and have a beer with him. Right? So we've got to sort his hair out, though. Right, fine. Nadia, I think, deserves to win, mainly because of the line, he's a bully. And I switched on the other day, and they're all sitting around the garden. This is what I like about Big Brother. It's just the bizarre conversations. They get talking about Pete Waterman, right? And Dan goes... Well, yeah, I mean, you know, since he managed steps. And Nadia goes, really? Him on steps?
Yeah.
Pete Waterman?
Yeah.
On steps? I did not know. Him on steps? Oh. Tragedy? That was it.
Brilliant.
I think Shell's going to win it now.
No, she's not.
Is she not?
I mean, Nadia's going to win.
Anyway.
I'm telling you now, right here, right now, Nadia's probably going to win.
So, Friday night.
Yes.
All six of them were up for eviction this week.
Yes.
A colossal 1.5 million people voted.
That's a new word for you.
Is colossal. It really?
Yeah.
Colossal.
Yeah.
1.5 million people voted for Michelle to go, which was 67%.
Now, I was away last week, but from what I gather, it's because last week she just turned into a major bunny boiler.
She ruined it because Stuart was attached to Shell for a couple of days.
She just moaned.
Couldn't deal with it.
I saw the interview with the Davina on Friday, and she goes, "No, I'm only joking." And it's like, you're so not joking. You are so jealous.
Yeah, absolutely.
Check them.
Now, Davina's brilliant, but I thought she struggled with Michelle on Friday because Michelle...
Do you know what she didn't do?
Yes.
She didn't tell her about Nadia.
I know. Everyone in the press pit where we were around the corner were shouting, "Come on, Nadia, Nadia." But she forgot. So we were hoping, out of the press conference, that we'd be the first to tell her. We asked Channel 4, please don't tell her. It'd be great to get the reaction. They told her, didn't they?
I didn't believe she used to be a man, Chapman.
See, Michelle was very defensive with Davina, which meant that she wasn't really going to talk very much. She then leaves Davina.
No comment.
Goes to see a counsellor, they do every week, and then she came to see us much better. Actually, quite a nice person by the time they got to us. Yeah, really nice.
Okay.
Right, in the press conference, two things the tabloids wanted to know. Her reaction to Nadia, which, as I said, we didn't get. And did Michelle and Stu get intimate under the table?
Right.
That's all they wanted to know.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
The whole thing's about that.
Yeah.
So I thought I would ruin all their questions, because they had loads about that. And I thought, if I got the question, I will ask them all and exhaust it. And I got the question first.
Yay! You got the first question.
I did.
All right. This is Aled in the Big Brother press conference.
Hello, Aled from the Chris Moyles Show, Radio 1. Did you sleep with Stu?
No comment.
Home run?
No comment.
Thank you, thank you.
Trying very hard.
How was your father? Some nookie, maybe?
No comment.
Slap and tickle?
I've said what I'm going to say.
We've exhausted it.
What was all that no comment thing about? Because she just sounds like a div when she says it.
She wanted to sell it to the papers, we believe.
No comment. She said in the papers what she happened, what she said.
Actually, I was gonna read, I haven't read them this morning yet.
Right, okay.
Don't know if she has. But it went for a lot of money. It worked. Whatever she was planning, it worked. Because saving it meant that she got a lot.
Right.
The next thing then was about drinking games. After a billion questions about her and Stu, does she want to marry him? Does she love him? Blah, 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 blah. I thought I'd change the subject and be much more positive. So I focused on what I thought was her best moment in the house.
I think some of your best moments in the house came from times that you were doing, like, drinking games. Do you like playing drinking games?
To be honest, I don't think I've ever played a drinking game before I even went
really?
To the house.
So you don't often drink people under the table?
Not really.
No.
I like your under the table line.
And that was it.
Very clever.
So moved on. Did he hear...
So you don't often drink people under the table. Well, there you go.
It was straight over her head, didn't it, so to speak?
Right over. Did he hear Scott's support for Michelle last week?
No.
Vicious.
Really?
Vicious, yeah.
Really?
They had clips of her and it wasn't a big fan of Michelle's at all. This is the first time in 4 years I got told off by Big Brother.
Really?
I got told off for asking this next question.
Honestly? Well, seriously enough, they took you to...
No, it wasn't serious, but they did say you shouldn't have said that. We should have... She said she was going to interrupt, but she was scared that we'd use her audio of her interrupting this morning.
Damn right.
So she left me alone. I couldn't go without the obvious question, which was this.
On the Chris Moyles Show, we've supported you from the beginning, as has Scott Mills on Radio 1. Do you have a message for them or the Radio 1 audience?
Just thank you for supporting me all this time. I'm ecstatic to make it to week 9. I'm so thrilled to bits. I had a feeling that I wasn't going to win it, so I'm so happy to have made it this far. Thank you for all everybody's support.
Oh, and what's your favourite cheese?
Mature cheddar.
Very nice.
Well, hang on, they told you off for the cheese question?
No, he was actually telling you off about Scott, because we were implying that Scott was a big fan, more than us, and especially as he was quite vicious about her last week.
Well, was he? Was he vicious?
Yeah,
he's
that's
quite
actually.
Horrible.
Was he?
Yeah.
Pretty vicious. So, the next edition, surprise one on Wednesday night, they don't know it's coming.
Yeah.
They're all up for it, and I think it's got to be Jason, isn't it?
Oh, I think
he's
so.
He's got to go.
Yeah.
As for who's going to win, Nadia, as you say, is favourite, Daniel is second favourite, then Stuart, then Jason, and finally Shell.
Stuart, by the way, does my head in. The guy's so wet. He's unbelievably wet.
He's cool.
He's not cool at all.
He's come out much more now than Michelle's gone.
What a wet little drip. Right? Through all that with his girlfriend, Chicken, right, and Ahmed... shouting at her and all that. Not once does he actually get off his arse and defend his girlfriend.
Well,
sorry, what a wet fish.
There you go. And he's got stupid hair.
Yeah, he has got stupid hair. And he likes being a girl.
Anyway, Jason, so that'll be an interesting one, Wednesday night.
So you're going to go down Wednesday?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm not going to miss Jason.
No,
I hate him.
You can't be the one looking
really
at him.
I really can't stand
you
Jason.
You really do hate Jason.
Really hate him. In fact, I might actually say that to his face.
He'll batter you.
No, he won't.
He will.
I'll run.
Man, that would be so funny. If he got out of his chair and knocked the crap out of you. Oh, but you should do that for the publicity. We're getting loads of... what do you think?
They're filming them now.
Stick it on the webcam.
They film the press conferences for some E4 program or other, so...
Really?
It'd make the TV.
Can you sign a release form?
No.
Oh, they can't use it without your permission. I wouldn't worry about it. Right, so Wednesday then?
Yes.
All right, nice one. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now don't you believe me. Oh, hang on. I've got to set this up first. Joe Wiley, a third player. And we get to play it this morning. If you like the Thrills, right, so much for the city. Have you got the album?
Yeah, of course.
Right. Thrills are back. New stuff, new single. I think this is brilliant. It's out at the end of the month. They're going to be at Made Avail on Wednesday with Zane playing exclusive tracks into Zane Lowe's show. This is The Thrills, the new single. Now don't you believe me? It's 8:25. Oh, can't you see I'm full of lies? All right. Love that song. The Thrills. Right. Whatever happened to Corey Haim?
It's good though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was Corey Haim. It wasn't a fella that was in the Goonies, was he?
See, now...
Is that Corey Feldman?
There's two Coreys, and now a million people are going to text in and ring.
One was an actor that was in the Goonies, I think was Corey Feldman, I think.
Right.
There's a golfer called Corey Pavin.
Right, No.
That doesn't help.
That's a completely different name, bar the Corey bit.
Yeah, the Corey bit, see?
Whatever happened to Corey Haim? Will know, he's old. Who's Corey Haim, Will?
No idea.
Right, there you go, beautiful.
He's old, but he knows nothing about popular culture.
And he does sound like Mork and Mindy halfway through.
Yeah, it does, with the strings.
But Joe Wiley's already done that, so there's no point in us getting a clip.
Oh, really?
Lost Boys was Corey Haim.
Ah, well, he was the one that I thought was in the Goonies. Who's Corey Feldman, then?
I think he's a golfer or something.
He's not, that's Corey Pavin.
Oh, okay, right.
I was hoping this would end today so I could cuddle it up tonight. I really want to cuddle it up.
Can I hear it again?
I was hoping this would end today so I could cuddle it up tonight. I really want to cuddle it up.
Alright. BBC Radio 1 Newsbeat. Really want to cuddle you up, chicken. You know, that Stu is my boyfriend and I call him Chicken. You know what my nickname is for him? Chicken Kiev? No,
Chicken Stew.
That was it. I'm sorry. Mortgages. Anyway, I'm not going to pick on her. Apparently Scott's already way done that. Picked on the poor girl.
You give her a hard time.
Right, let's get some news. And then after that, we're going to play some more stuff. Hopefully, the jingle will have been downloaded. We set our jingle singers a test that they have to sing a Chris Moore's jingle that fits the word cauliflower in there somehow. We'll hear the result of that. And does Dominic have any water park news? I know, it's an amazing show today, isn't it? So we'll do that in a few seconds, and we'll also play stuff from Avril Lavigne and The Darkness. Let's get some news from Dom. It's 8:31.
The chief executive of the Football Association, Mark Palios, has quit. And the weather should be hot and muggy, or smuggy, as I almost said, for most people today, but there are storms on the way, and they've already hit the West Country. One Road Travel. Fans of Devon A Roads, obstructed by trees, are in for a treat this morning. It's the A380. It's partly blocked northbound, about half a mile before Telegraph Hill. That's because there's a fallen tree at the A38 junction in Kenford. One Road Travel. On Radio 1. It's now 8:35.
In 20 seconds, we'll talk about water parks.
Don't you ever come around here. Don't wanna see your face, you better disappear. The fire's in the eyes and the words are really clear, so beat it.
So the idea is, I wanna take you all out to a water park one day this week. Are there any water parks in the south of England?
Mm.
Or within reasonable driving distance from where we are in that there London?
I haven't had much success on finding a water park.
Right.
There are parks that have log flumes, so they have an element of water
not
in
the
them.
Same.
It's not the same.
No. I can help.
I went to Splosh and Splish in Portugal, right, down the Algarve. If you've been to the Algarve, you know the one with the frogs, right, that one. It's got the frog and the crayons in the kiddies pool. Right, I went there.
Splosh and Splish.
Yes, Splashy Slide, whatever it's called, right, the big one. Right, Aqualand, there you go.
Hey.
So I didn't go to Splish and Splosh at all. I went to Aqualand. Splosh and Splish is another one. I went to Slap and Slide, whatever, Aqua, the big, that one with the frogs. So anyway, so inspired by my new trip to a water park, I want to go to one in England, right? And where are they?
I've got some water sports news.
Right.
Apparently, there's a place called Coral Reef in Bracknell.
Right.
There's also another water flume type place in...
Where's Bracknell?
In just down the road.
Juliet, what are you doing?
I'm just looking.
Don't. We've done it for half an hour. Seriously. That's what Dominic's been doing.
There's one in Poole.
You'll only find out what Dave's about to read out. Get with it, love. It's showbiz.
It's Monday.
Yes, Dave?
There's one in Poole in Dorset.
I'd recommend it to anybody.
And there's also one in Paynton, which is in Devon, but that's a bit of a trek, isn't it? But apparently there's Alton Towers Water Park as well, which is an option.
Oh, they've got the Splish Splash Hotel or whatever.
Mm.
We could go to the Real Sun Centre.
Oh, I love that. Well, that's got a wave machine.
Oh, that was brilliant.
But again, it's not the same thing, though.
It's a good trek as
well.
Want
a proper water park.
There's a good one in Nantes in France.
Nantes?
But that yeah.
No, Nantes.
But that means we'll have to get on a plane, and obviously we don't want to do that.
No, we could get the Euro.
We could drive across to Nantes.
Kylie again.
We could drive,
train.
Yeah, we could do.
Is it here? Is it in?
Yes, ready.
Okay, right. So, we asked Sandy and the jingle singers, who don't like being called jingle singers, it's audio imaging singers, to do a Chris Moyles jingle that contained the word cauliflower.
Correct.
If this is a success, we'll do it again tomorrow, and I'll let you choose the word, Dom.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Avril Lavigne in the Darkness coming up. It's 8:38. Have they completed their task and got the word cauliflower into a jingle?
We've been challenged by Chris Moyles to get in certain words that fits into this jingle, no matter how absurd. So here's today's new jingle word that Chris asked us to sing. We think that this is childish, but then Chris is a big cauliflower.
Beautiful, perfect.
The Chris Moyles Show, education for the nation. National Radio 1.
With an additional bit, I like that. Education for the nation. Perfect. Do you think that worked?
They didn't rhyme it with anything. I was thinking power shower.
Did
you say Dane Bowers?
It's fine. It's all right. Good. Right, so we'll do it again tomorrow morning then.
Let's talk this over. It's not like we're dead.
Rock and roll drum ending from Comedy Day. So much better when you do it.
Car.
I'm going to sneeze.
Are you?
Yeah.
Hold it in.
Can't.
Hold it in.
Can't. I sneeze like a girl as well.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sorry.
You watch. You'll just go any minute now. You're going to do it.
Look at the light. Look at the light. Stare at the light.
Okay, it's not going to go. I'm not going to sneeze.
See?
Oh, I hate this feeling. Okay.
It won't come out.
If I sneeze mid-link, I will sneeze like a girl, and I won't refer to it. Just keep on going.
Okay.
Right?
Can you tell me this Jules thing now?
Yeah, right. Juliet, our beautiful sport princess, right, this morning, bearing in mind we all work together like 5 days a week, early in the morning, we all get on really, really well. And Juliet is wearing a little white summery dress.
Mm.
Now, I hope she won't mind me saying so. Underneath, as girls do, and as they want, and she'll be the law in summer, she's wearing a little thong. Now, the reason I know this is before the show, like 6:45, she goes... Can you see? And I went, what? And she turns around with her back to me.
Mm.
And she goes, can you see? And I'm like, you're wearing a thong. She goes, oh, you can see it. Okay, all right. So all morning, every time I walk past Juliet, I jokingly look at her backside, right? And I've just walked past, right, during Avril Lavigne. And I've looked and I've gone, Juliet?
Yeah.
Was that a new skirt that cost you $12.50? She's still got the tag in the skirt. Because it's see-through, you can see it.
I saw that, but I thought it was the label off her knickers. I thought it was just a bit oversized for a thong of that proportion.
So she's gone, oh, God, but Juliet has no shame. Oh, did I leave the label in? Oh, well, that's embarrassing. Right, anyway, there you go. So now she's pleased because you get a good shot of her ass without the label. Anyway, right, today we're going to launch the latest must-have accessory for your PC. If you are a student and you've got your computer and you use it every day, or once a week, whatever. But more importantly, if you work in an office and you've got a PC in front of you all day, every day, this is for you, because today we're launching Mini Moyles.
What's that then?
It's a little mini Chris Moyles that sits on your desktop, and every so often I'll pop up on the screen and give you vital information about our show and entertainment news and Radio 1 stuff and bits and bobs.
So it's like a little cartoon you, is it?
It's a little cartoon me, and I become a superhero and fly off when you don't want me and stuff like that. Easy to install, right? So if you want a little mini Moyles of me on your computer at work, you need to log on to the Radio 1 website when you get in this morning. www.bbc.co.uk/radio1. Go to the Chris Moyles page. In fact, I'll be on the homepage. You'll see it. Little mini Chris Moyles, mini DJ. Right, all the instructions are there. It'll take you about 4 minutes to install, it says here. Unless you do it on Alan's computer at home, because he hasn't got his new fangled dangle stuff. It'll take him an hour.
That's horrible. No broadband.
Oh, God. Don't you just hate it? So download it today, then tomorrow we're going to start putting up messages and backstage information about the show that we probably won't say on the air until like the next day or something. I'll just pop up on your screen, right, like 10 to 12, going, hey, guess what, tomorrow we've got so-and-so on the show.
Tell us about secret guests and stuff like that, you know.
Does that mean we can send messages
to
the little mini Moyles is out there?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
If it's, for argument's sake, I believe the way it works, Will will tell me if I'm right, if I'm wrong. We can make it pop up on your screen. So you're sitting at work, right?
Yeah.
Tuesday afternoon, and I can just appear and go, with a big speech bubble going, hot today, isn't it? Let's go and get an ice cream.
Brilliant.
If you wanted, yeah.
Yeah. But then it might also say, hey, guess what? Everton won a game last night. Or, hey, guess what? We're doing this tomorrow. Make sure you're listening. Or, cheese. Whatever.
What we're going to do is, you know, we have our little meeting after the show every day at 10 o'clock to decide what we're doing the next day. As soon as we've done that, we'll put that on Mini Moyles so you'll know exactly what's coming up on the show the next day.
What about on the days that we don't really know what's going to happen?
We'll just put a blank thing.
Okay.
We'll just
leave it.
Most days.
He'll just come on and go, hello, no news to report, bye, and fly off again. Then, you know, by Friday, you'll be very, very irritated with it and uninstall it, which you can do, because that is your want, as Radio 1 protects your privacy. Respects your privacy, that's the thing. So www.bbc.co.uk/radio1 and have a look for Mini DJ, a little mini Chris Moyles. There you go.
Sounds nice.
Do you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen it?
I have. Can you change the colours? We need to get like a little mini Moyles that you can put different outfits on. Like
okay.
A Superman,
right, okay. No.
A Barbie.
No. That's completely different, Alex.
I like that idea, actually.
Yeah, I don't. No, you can't put me in a little Barbie outfit. Right.
You could do like a YMCA outfit. No, you know, like
Maybe, Alan, biker. Maybe
Moyles.
You could put that on your own personal website.
I think I will.
Yeah, do that then when the mini Alan comes out dressed in pink Barbie. Have you had enough of that one?
Oh, no, I love it.
No, I've had enough. Britney Spears and Toxic from BBC Radio 1. Right, so, the original Tedious Link is back.
No messing, no pretenders, no half-hour stuff, right?
The king of the Tedious Link, Dave, is back after this. Love this. It's called Up and Down, and it's by Scent, as in perfume scent. Thank you. I like that. You like that?
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it's back then.
Ooh.
None of this rubbish that Scott was doing.
People play, on the phone.
Playing all the same records that we normally play anyway. When we hear a song that we haven't heard for ages, Dave, right?
Special stuff.
So, Tiddy Slink, how do you get to today's from last time we did it, which was Shaman and Move Any Mountain?
The lead singer of the Shaman is called Mr. C. C is the third letter in the alphabet. Alphabet is a type of soup, as is mulligatawny. If you remove the first seven letters of mulligatawny, you're left with tawny, which is a word associated with port and the natural colouring of an owl. An owl is regarded as being a bird of prey. Prey was a hit for MC Hammer. MC Hammer shares the same surname as Jan Hammer, who was responsible for the Miami Vice theme. Miami Vice did much to popularise the 80s fashion for rolled-up sleeves. Rolled-up sleeves are practical when doing the washing up, as are rubber gloves. Rubber gloves are also used for other activities, such as strip searches and checking your oil at the garage. A garage is also a convenient place to buy birthday cards and flowers. Flowers contain pollen, which, when airborne, can cause problems for sufferers of hay fever and asthma. Asthma sufferers are prone to coughing and wheezing, and somebody that wheezes a lot might be described as being a Weezer, which links us to this morning's Tedious Link track.
Yes.
It is Weezer and Buddy Holly.
Oh, I love that song. See, none of that Scott Mills rubbish, which leads us to whatever we're going to play anyway, that.
This is quality.
Right, Weezer, Buddy Holly, play it loud. Brilliant. He didn't play this either, did he?
No.
That.
No Buddy, treasure hunt theme.
Buddy Holly, Weezer. Brilliant. Seamless?
I believe so, yes.
Any problems?
Don't think so.
I've got one.
Have you?
How many have you got, Will?
I've got one as well.
Yeah. Is it the alphabet soup?
Yeah.
Yeah. Describe to me, Dave, what is alphabet soup?
Soup which contains letters.
Well, letters made out of...
Like little sort of pasta bits.
Hmm.
Really? What, like alphabetti spaghetti?
Yeah, it's very similar to alphabetti spaghetti, right. But alphabet soup is a soup in its own right, and I think you'll find.
That exists, does it?
Yep.
Alphabet soup?
Alphabet soup exists. Right. Fact.
Because alphabetti spaghetti is like spaghetti shaped into letters.
I'm aware of it.
Right, so it works. Mm. Spaghetti that is the alphabet, alphabet spaghetti. Soup, obviously, is liquid form. Mm. So how do you get alphabet soup?
Because soup contains bits.
Right.
You know, if you have vegetable soup, it obviously contains vegetables. Yeah. If you have alphabet soup, it contains little members of the alphabet.
Yeah. Who makes this alphabet soup and what's it called?
It's called alphabet soup and it's made by one of the major soup manufacturers, which I'm obviously not going to say now for advertising reasons. And don't forget, the last time that you did query one of my things, you were made to look extremely foolish.
Right.
I would tread very carefully.
Right. Have you researched alphabet soup?
Alphabet soup exists. Fact, Dave wins.
Okay, you got me there, Dave.
If you want to do some more research,
no,
we can.
No,
but as I say, I just don't. I don't want to make you look stupid.
Right. Got me there, Dave.
There you go. No further questions. What was your point, Will? Was that it?
That was it.
Yeah. Dave wins again.
Alphabet soup.
Hmm.
And would the alphabet letters be made of maybe perhaps spaghetti?
All sorts of things, really. Anything that floats in soup.
Really?
Yeah, little bits of vegetable.
Cardboard.
I think they are a type of pasta, actually.
Do you think they're a little crouton? Are they crouton
shaped? No, because croutons go soggy.
Hmm.
They should be put on afterwards.
Whereas spaghetti, what?
Doesn't go soggy.
Doesn't go soggy.
A different kind of consistency altogether, isn't it?
Can I just say, by the way, a recent radio audience figures show, believe it or not, this is the most popular hour of our show.
Is it?
Yeah.
What, half time and all this rabble?
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? Well, we give them what they want. So he hasn't done it for 2 weeks, so Dave will do it now. It's half-time of the show. It's the bit where Dave says...
Let's get ready to rumble!
Face, you better disappear. The fire's in the eyes and the words are really clear. So beat it, just beat it. You better run, you better do what you can. Don't wanna see no blood, don't be a macho man.
You wanna be tough, better do what you can, so beat it. But you wanna be bad, just
check the texts. Let me have a look at the text message.
I think there's one for you.
Is Will back for good?
No.
Let's
just go through some of these, shall we? Sainsbury's make alphabet soup. I've had alphabet soup. Dave's right, alphabet soup does exist.
Right, we haven't got time to discuss this anymore. Sorry about that. Once Kill Bill starts...
Do you know,
we don't talk about two
distinct... It's probably about 30 to 40 emails all just come in together. Yeah, well, for you.
Whatever. Dave, whatever. W made with my fingers and thumbs put together. Whatever.
What does that come from?
Whatever. I don't know, Valley Girls or something?
How is it? Not seen that.
It's one of Will's...
On Channel 4. Was on import, Will.
Oh, we got some cracking DVDs sent to us.
Oh, we did, actually. It's going to Her Out of Nicola. Her Out of Nicola? Well, maybe it is. It possibly is, judging by some of the front covers. No, you know Nicola from Big Brother 1? Nicola Holt? Well, yeah. Apparently she's been doing some more specialist programming.
Which Will is going to research tonight and review tomorrow on the show.
That will, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Can't even say what they're called, can we?
No, not really.
Well, it's one that's based loosely on EastEnders.
Yeah.
You can't really
say that.
No. Oh. Alad?
Hi.
Is it all sorted?
No.
No, really?
Yeah.
Can't get hold?
Off.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So, have you seen it? Had a look to see if... We didn't do it, did we?
We did do it, actually. I think this may be my fault. We did do it. I just can't find it.
Have you looked?
I have looked.
It's not there.
Not there.
So it's your fault.
It is my fault, I think.
Right, in punishment then, you are going to have to do, because Rachel's not here. Rachel's in La La Tinsel Land, right? She's been going on about this for bloody 12 months, annoying the crap out of us. At her cousin's wedding, Whippy, for 3 months. The listening line. Congratulations, have been a lovely time.
Are they now?
No, they won't be. Right. That's only mean probably. Anyway. The point of this is, Rachel always goes, "Did I drop in there? Can't pocket fries?" So you're going to have to do that. In a Kidderminster accent.
I can't remember the third thing. He was in the car.
Hang on.
In the car park.
Catchphrases.
And...
No, your catchphrases. We've only been doing it for 6 months, Al.
Do you know, have you noticed, though, she sometimes changes the order on that.
Does she?
She sometimes says you have to be in a car park first.
Do you know, it's amazing. Alan has no idea what we're doing on the show, and you're a massive anorak.
Who?
You.
I stand next to her all day.
Fine.
Okay, Rachel.
Don't we normally waffle for a bit, though, and then she sort of comes in with the, you know, the wrap-up at the end?
What do you think this is?
Well,
informative educational links.
Yeah, but we haven't really done much talking here.
All right, what do you want to talk about?
Oh, we need to talk about the two Coreys as well, by the way. Earlier listeners will know.
No, done. Well, I can if you want.
Well, Corey Feldman is an actor, as is Corey Haim. Yeah. And the title of the streets, not the streets, the Thrills track is Whatever Happened to Corey Haim or something. And then that sparked a debate about the Goonies and different actors. Anyway, it transpires, for those that are interested, that both Coreys were in the Goonies. And I think they might have both been in the Lost Boys, or maybe which is one of them, but they're both definitely actors anyway.
I'm glad you cleared that up, Dave.
Thank you very much.
So, it's so simple.
Yep.
Have we found out about the water parks yet?
No, well, there's various ones that exist around the country. It's up to us, really, to pick our favourite one.
I want to take all the team out to a water park, maybe Wednesday.
Can't do Wednesday, sadly.
Why?
Because I'm getting my sofa delivered.
So?
Big Brother.
What?
Big Brother as well.
Oh, for God's sake!
Thursday's free.
Yeah, but Will's off Thursday.
I'm off Thursday.
See, tomorrow we can't...
We want to see Piltdown Man in a pair of trunks.
Can't do tomorrow, can we? Because we've got something important to do. Yeah. Secret stuff.
Oh, for God's sake!
I can't go today because I haven't bought my trunks. Coral Reef in Bracknell's nice, but it's really only a glorified pool. It's not a water park as such.
Right.
I've been there. It's nice. I mean, it's...
Does it have flumes?
It's got three flumes, I think. It's got quite a fast flume, and it's got a jacuzzi thing, and it rains in there occasionally.
We should just do roller coasters in shorts.
Okay, and that would be like a water park. How?
Because you get to laugh at Will, but we get to go to a big theme park with roller coasters.
Right. With no water.
With no water, no.
Right.
I think Dominic might have some water sports news.
We have some water park news with Dominic Byrne.
It's not exactly what you're after, but it's a Danish water park.
Right.
But for the name alone, we should go.
Right.
Bonbon Land.
They do
water and everything.
How do you spell bonbon?
B-O-N-B-O-N.
It really is that simple.
It really is that simple. Okay. Bonbon Land. Hello to the Danish people.
Okay.
How do we get to Denmark, though?
Fly to
Copenhagen.
Denmark.
Yeah, Denmark. And look for Bon Bon Land.
Turn left.
Turn left at Copenhagen.
That's right.
Okay, Bon Bon Land. I'm having a look, looking it up. Bon Bon Land.
Mm. For all your water needs.
Is that owned by the Bon Bon Candy Company?
It could be.
Yeah. Well, that looks fantastic.
Yeah, it's good.
Rachel.
The lines are now open for car park entrance.
Go on, keep going.
You have to be in a car, in a car park, and know your catchphrases.
Right, you're not going to read the phone number out, Rachel.
08700 100 100.
Right. Can I just say, by the way, we've got, speaking of water parks, right, where you may splash.
Yeah.
Okay. A word that rhymes with splash is slash.
Yeah.
As in slash dot dash, which is the new song from Fatboy Slim, which we're going to play after Outkast, which is next.
That's incredible.
That's like a tedious thing, isn't it? You like that, Rachel?
Yes.
Right. We'd like to do it again.
No. Okay.
Rachel.
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase.
08700.
08700. 100. 100. You have to be in a car, in a car park, and know your catchphrases.
I've got to say, I'm quite disappointed with the new Fatboy Slim record there. He's blatantly just copied Jet, and Are You Gonna Be My Girl? I mean, you know, Norman, if you're listening, I think it's very lazy of you. You could have at least put a bit more effort into the thing, do you know what I mean, mate? But still. 20 past nine, yes, that wasn't my fault. Well, kind of was. But we will play in later, before half nine.
What are you trying to say? That wasn't Fatboy Slim?
No, Dave, it quite blatantly wasn't Fatboy Slim, was it? It was Jet with Are You Gonna Be My Girl?
Good eye.
We're Jet. Because they're Australian.
Jet.
Yeah. Not to be confused if they were Kiwis.
Jet.
Good eye, we're Jet.
Jet.
But they're Australian. Good eye, Jet.
Jet.
Too legit. Too legit to quit. Remember that?
Too legit to quit?
Yeah.
That was,
MC Hammer.
It was, wasn't
too
it?
Too legit. Too legit to quit.
Wasn't that the title of the album as well?
It was, yeah. Should I shut up now?
Okay. Target reference.
Yeah, I know. So, Will, when are we playing? Clear this up for me. When are we playing Fatboy Slim's single?
We're going to play it now.
Now, okay.
Yeah, and then after that,
yeah,
we've just been given news of the first ever Fatboy Slim tour.
That's not entirely true, is it? You just remembered.
No.
Right.
Just in, hot off the email.
Hot off the printer.
Yes, but this is, no one else has got this. This is absolutely exclusive to us.
Right. You sure?
Positive.
So is it going to be another one of our great Chris Moyles Breakfast Show exclusives that JK and Jill have already mentioned at the weekend, or Wes was talking about on Friday or something like that?
No, it's so secret that even I didn't remember.
Right, okay. So we get to play Fatboy Slim, the new single.
Yeah.
Right, from his new album. And then we get to talk about
his new tour.
His tour.
Exactly right.
Now, do you have dates of where he's playing, or are you just going to come off the back of it and go, he will have a tour soon?
No, I have dates, I have times, I even have an exclusive ticket hotline.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Excellent. And when are the tickets on sale?
I don't know.
Right. Do you need to read the email first and then, is that where you want me to play the record first?
It would be really helpful. A lot of information to disseminate here.
I beg your pardon?
Going to disseminate a lot of information.
Hey, don't come anywhere near me. I'm not a cow.
That's inseminate.
Right,
it's just different altogether.
I didn't know, did it? Right, so, I haven't heard this yet. Zayn had the worldwide exclusive first play on Thursday. You can hear his interview with Norman at Radio 1 online. Norman says, it's a mix of old and new Slim. It's a comment on this new language people seem to have, although I don't even own a computer. The reason for that is a new single from Fatboy Slim is called Slash Dot Dash.
Slash dot dash dot slash dot dash dot slash dot dash dot slash dot com. Slash dot dash dot slash dot dash dot slash dot dash dot slash dot com. Dot com. Dash dot dash dot dash dot com.
I like that.
Good, isn't it?
And that's very Slim, as he says.
Hmm.
He says it's a mix of old and new Slim. I think that's old Slim.
Do you?
Yeah. Man, I like that. I think that's great. Brilliant.
Is that an exclusive first play?
It's an exclusive second play on Radio 1.
Slash dot dash dot slash dot
I'm looking puzzled because my headphones have gone off, that's all.
What?
My headphones have gone off.
Oh, have they?
Mm. What have you done to the desk?
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Right. Dot com. Dot com. I like this. All right, so if you're a Fatboy Slim fan, this is his new single. First track to be taken from his fourth album called Palookaville.
Palookaville?
Yeah. His tour is October. He will tour the UK, get this, for the first time.
I thought he'd done tours before.
Well, not tours as in like a tour, one night is here, the next night is here, next night is here. The tour is called A One-Way Ticket to Palookaville.
At the time with the album.
13th of October, Newcastle, Northumbria University. 14th of October, Sheffield. The Octagon. 15th of October, Liverpool Uni. 16th of October, he's done Manchester Academy 1. 20th of October, Nottingham at Trent University. The UEA in Norwich on the 21st. Super Leeds at the Uni on the 22nd of October. And Cardiff University, 23rd of October. Fatboy Slim, live in the UK. Tickets go exclusively on sale from the 5th of August, I believe. From his website. And then the 6th of August, general release, all that. So 5th of August, remember that. Fatboy Slim's website for tickets for his tour. Apparently Joe's played this as well. So it might be the third
play. I suppose you could say it's the exclusive first play on this show.
Yeah. Dash dot com. I can tell you now, exclusively, I have never played that song before on Radio 1. Well, I have, because I've technically just played it twice, but you know.
Go with it.
Yeah, exactly, right. Rachel, by the way, for those of you who want to know, is still away. She's still in LA, so we're having a great time without her, without anyone moaning. It's 9:27. Sister, sisters, then we'll do news and sport next. Gotta live my own. So I checked the lyrics on the Sister Sisters album, and do you know where he goes, Shamo. Apparently, he's meant to be saying, come on, come on.
See, I thought it might have been Simone as well as a lyric.
Right, and why would he be singing that?
Simone. Well, if he had a friend called Simone, he might be singing a song to her.
In a song called Laura.
Maybe good, good friends.
Simone's a mate of Laura's.
Yeah, okay. Mouth open, talking before brain knows what he's going to
say. Good point about Laura title, though. Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Exactly.
Simone.
Laura Simone. What is your name? Maybe, you know, maybe he just can't remember. Maybe that's why he's called the song Laura, to remind himself. Like writing it down on the back of your hand.
Not
like
Simone.
No, not at all. Right, car park catchphrase coming up. Travis on the way, and Dave.
Hello.
You said to me this morning about a really good record that you really like.
Well, I didn't say that I really liked it, but I said it was catchy, and I thought that you'd probably like it.
Which one?
But I do like it. Which the Moose Tea record.
That's right.
Well, I'm
going to play it.
Well, that'd be nice.
Okay. Let's get some news and support from Dominic and Juliet. It's 9:31.
The Sven Affair claims its first victim.
But the players are right behind him. BBC.
On Radio 1. And it's now exactly 9:35.
Did you check that the tree is still causing a problem? Because I got a text saying it wasn't, but I don't know if you...
Up until recently, it has been causing a problem.
How recently is this?
About
quarter to seven?
Half an hour ago.
Do you check that your travel news is updated?
That's right. It's 9:35 again.
No, hang on a second. You seem to be saying that time check in
what?
A way to get out of the link.
No. 9:36 in a minute.
Right.
Have you checked out Bon Bon Land yet?
Just to change the subject. I have checked out Bon Bon Land, actually, yeah.
Happy?
I believe it's owned by the Bon Bon Candy Company.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Their website is good. It says Willkommen, which is German, so right. I don't know why they put that on. But it looks good anyway. I got out of that, right?
Oh, you got
it. It might be Danish as well.
Yeah, it could be.
So, are we going to go to a water park this week, yes or no? Who's up for it?
I'm up for it, but it looks unlikely time-wise.
What day can you do?
I can do any day this week.
Okay, Jules?
Wednesday, Thursday or Friday.
Okay, Dave?
Can't do Wednesday or Friday.
Sorry. Will?
I can only do Friday.
Ah, no, sorry, can't do tomorrow.
Oh!
Can't do Tuesday.
I could do Thursday.
Thursday's a good day.
What about Wednesday? Can you do Thursday, Will?
No, I'm away.
Right.
Wednesday's water day.
Yeah.
I've got my sofa getting delivered on Wednesday, though.
Yeah, well, you know, just get someone else to sit there. I'll just let them leave it outside the front door.
I can't do that.
What?
Well, because it's been booked in for ages.
Ring them up and say you're a big, high-profile celebrity on the radio and stuff, and you want it delivered Thursday because you're going to a water park.
Or leave a key under the flower pot.
Mm.
I haven't got a flower pot.
I'll buy you a flower pot.
We'll talk after the show.
You don't want to go, do you?
No, I do.
You don't want to go.
Although, there is actually one thought on this, is that water parks are great fun, you know, when you're in the hot weather, on holiday. And I always find less fun, a bit like swimming as well, I put in the same category, when you're back in England.
But Tuesday, Wednesday, it's going to be 30s.
You're listening to Radio 1.
It's going to be like 32 degrees.
Wetsuit, though, aren't you?
Yeah, wet. Why?
What are you getting a wetsuit for?
It's freezing.
It's going to be 32 degrees.
Well, no, but the pool will be cold. Swimming in England's rubbish.
We're not swimming. You go on rides. Is that that's what you mean, isn't it?
Well, no, you go down tubes.
Yeah, you go down tubes and up chutes.
And I'll tell you something else, Dave. Right, 32 degrees Celsius is 89.6 Fahrenheit.
Yeah, Dave, that's hot.
And you'll want to cool off anyway because you'll just be hot and sweaty.
You'll be glad of the cool water.
Mm.
Do you reckon?
Mm-hmm.
Still can't get out of this sofa delivery.
I'll stuff the sofa!
Dominic reads the news and Juliet reads the sport. They're both fully trained journalists, so we won't end up in court. Dom's a married man who's into soul and funk. And Juliet is only happy when she's very drunk.
Show, National Radio 1. What do you think? I'm deaf.
Do you not like that?
I thought it was going to be some kind of brilliant record, and I was going to go, oh, I love it. All right.
It's a good pop record. I think it'll grow on you.
Really?
Hmm.
Like a wart.
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Miles.
Good morning, Car Park fans. Catchphrase still hasn't taken off. With me and lovely Roy Walker, who's looking great today, aren't you, Roy?
Thank you, Chris.
There you go. Yeah, beautiful. And we're ready to play the game. It's all very exciting.
Well, thank you, Chris. You're not looking too bad yourself.
I haven't said anything to you, Roy. You're looking well today, Roy.
Well, thank you, Chris. You're not looking too bad yourself.
Well, that's very nice of you to say so.
How was your holiday?
It was very well. I went to Portugal. I went down to the Algarve.
Yes, I know it well.
That's great. And a little place called...
I have a friend who lives there.
I haven't told you yet, Roy. You stupid pillock.
Don't push your luck, Mr. Moyles.
All right, then, whatever you want. It worked for 20 years. Come on, have a go at me. Yeah?
Just watch your mouth, fatty.
Yes, all right. Look, can we just get on with it, please, if you don't mind?
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, welcome back, Chris. I'm Billy from Edmonton.
Hey! You sound like Roy.
Oh, no, it's my specialty.
I like that. Good. Yeah. What do you do, Billy?
I'm an NTO installer. I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, you know what NTL stands for, don't you?
Northern Telecom.
Transatlantic.
No, that's it.
Not tonight, love. That's what it stands for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's hilarious. and where you parked?
I'm parked in a residence car park in opposite some garages in Welling Garden City.
That's beautiful. Talking about being precise.
You are.
Well, yeah, that's true. And what are you driving?
I'm driving a Ford Escort Rapier.
Nice wheels indeed.
I tell you. How old are you, Billy?
I'm 24, mate.
24. You know, when you were like 16 years old and the world was your oyster, did you think that, you know, in just merely 8 years, you'd be installing NTL cables?
Not really, because I never heard of them then.
Right.
Good answer.
Not tonight, love. All right, then, good. Right, let's hear your horn then, son.
All right, here we go.
Nice.
Like that,
beefy.
I like that, yeah.
Knox and Bandy, you know.
Knox and Bandy, yeah, that's right. Well, cheers, Del Boy. We'll talk to you more in a second.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Yes, Chris, it's Paul. I'm from Wollaston.
Right, Paul. Do you know when Alan spent 2 minutes with you on the phone?
I know, running through what you say.
Right, okay.
I didn't have the effort at all.
Line two, what's your name and where do you come from?
My name's Paul, I'm from...
No,
Wollaston.
No, what happened to the... Hi, Chris!
I don't want to do that,
right? Let's do a bit
Hi,
by...
Chris,
right,
my
just...
name's Paul,
no, no,
and
shut
I'm
up!
From
shut up! Just repeat after me, right? Yeah, Hi, Chris!
Hi, Chris.
I'm Paul.
I'm Paul.
And I'm from Wollaston!
And I'm from Wollaston!
Yay! Okay. So all together, off you go. What's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Paul, and I'm from Wollaston!
Yay!
I'm not very proud of it, but you know.
What, of being alive? Yeah. What do you do, Paul?
Sorry?
What do you do? Your job, what? Do you have a job?
Build computer next for a company called WDC.
You do what, sorry?
Build computer networks for a company called WDC.
I used to do that, yeah. That's great. You know what, that
it's a wireless data company.
No,
isn't
it? That's for not tonight, love. Yeah. Oh dear. How did you get that job? Did your dad run it or something?
No, I was headhunted.
You weren't, give over.
No, I was, yeah.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Are you good at what you do?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good lord. How old are you?
21.
You know, when you were 16, looking out at the great big world and the world was your oyster, did you think that in merely just a few years you'd be building computers for WDC?
Yeah, I
no,
thought
I'd never heard of them then. Would have been the line. But it's all right. What are you driving?
C15 Citroen van.
Mmm, nice wheels.
Let's hear the horn then, Paul. Right, okay, how far away is that? Is that even in the same vehicle?
Yeah, it's a bit poor, but, you know.
Have you got your white window wound down? No, that's so much better. Let's hear yours, Billy. Right, I think we're going to know which one's which, aren't we? All right, okay. So, Billy, are you ready?
I'm ready, mate.
Paul, are you ready?
Yeah.
Horns at the ready, fingers steady, let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
All right, so it's time for Car Park Catchphrase.
I have a friend who lives there.
Yeah, we've done that already now, right? Okay. Sorry, that was me talking about the... I've just been to the Algarve, Portugal.
Yes, I know it well.
Yes, all right, we've done this. Anyway, so...
How was your holiday?
It was fine! Let's do the first catchphrase. Mr. Fish has got an urgent delivery job where he's got to deliver a human heart for an important transplant operation. Mr. Fish is looking worried. Oh, no. I think he's left the heart somewhere and he can't remember where. Is it at the hospital? No. Is it in his bag? No, it's not in his bag.
Where the
oh,
heart
yeah.
Is.
Oh, Paul?
Where the heart is.
What about it?
Is that right?
I can't give that to you, I'm afraid.
Whoa, it's good, but it's not
but
right.
It's not right.
Chance for Billy to steal.
Is it home is where the heart is?
Home is where the heart is.
You're right!
Yes, please.
You see that, Paul? You can't just say where the heart is. That's
yeah,
that.
No, no, yeah, no.
It's all right. Don't worry. You build computers.
Yeah.
You got a great life. Right, so, Billy, one to you.
Yep.
Paul,
I'll make this quick. Someone's having a go at me for bibbing.
For bibbing?
Yeah.
Well, just tell them shut up. You're on national radio. You're a star.
Students around here, anyway.
No. Really?
Well, probably listening to that local radio station.
No, well, no, they're probably listening to us. Unless they're part of the 140,000 we just lost.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. Just,
yeah,
I
anyway,
think you said well.
Beautiful. Right, so, Paul, you need to get this one right. Stay in the game, all right?
All right.
Okay.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Paul sounds as though he's lost a will to live, have you noticed?
And me.
Yeah. Paul is, like, so upset he's living in Wollaston, right?
I have a friend who lives there.
Yeah, all right, Roy. Just leave it, will you? Okay, so I can see Dr. Fish is in his research lab. He's looking very pleased with himself. Apparently, he's discovered a clinical use for horse spittle, which is a major medical breakthrough. Dr. Fish literally has a horse in the hospital, and he takes the horse spittle from inside the horse's mouth. It actually comes... Yes, Billy?
Is it straight from the horse's mouth?
Straight from the horse's mouth?
You're a winner!
Yes, it is!
Paul, I'm sorry. What went wrong?
I'm not old enough, I don't think. I don't know his old sayings.
Right, that's probably it. You're right.
Yeah.
See you there!
Yeah. Oh, there you go. There's your orangutan IQ mate next to you.
That's Callum, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right, so... Hey, I tell you...
It was one of his name mentioned, that was all.
Well, the only thing is, though, Callum is actually today's cut-you-off word.
Oh, right.
There you go, lovely.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. Billy, well done, you're the winner.
Well, thanks, Chris. Just like to thank my family at home.
That's great.
You know,
yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, lovely. So, are you working in Welland Garden City all day today, or...?
Well, hopefully. No one comes out and pillages me for waking them up for bibbing.
Okay, all right then. Do you know Welland...
Hatfield as well.
Where?
Hatfield as well, I think.
I have a friend who lives there.
Yeah, all right, right. Didn't say that one coming, did you? Anyway,
no,
so...
Not really.
Well done, you've won, a pen. Right, have a great day.
I will do.
Bye.
Goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
He's waving.
He could become irritating after a while, couldn't he?
What do you mean, could?
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase.
Where?
On Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
So that's saying load tonight from 7.
I have a friend who lives there.
No, you don't. That's a time, isn't it? Unless it was Radio 1.
I have a friend who lives there.
Yeah, is that right? Yeah. The Algarve in Portugal.
Yes, I know it well.
I thought you did. I love it. Jo Wiley's looking beautiful. She's on the radio in 5 minutes at 10 today. Enjoy before that, Maroon 5, This Love.
Yes, I know it well.
Good. I was so high, I did not break. Do you know, we've been doing the show for months now, and we're all arguing about when we play the end jingle at what time.
58.52.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
That's right.
58.52.
If it's 108.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the 59.22.
Technically, should be slightly different. Will, writing down 58.52 and smugly showing it to me after we've just agreed this serves no purpose. Will going, I've worked it out, it's 58.52. Will just said that!
I've just done it on my stopwatch.
What?
I've done it on my special radio stopwatch.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, if you've got a
couple... We worked it out, 108 from top of the hours.
10 seconds to go, by the way.
Yeah, really, okay.
I'm going to miss it in a minute.
Well, no,
careful.
Just don't worry, I'm there, right?
You ready?
Yeah, just say now when it's time to play it.
Nearly.
Now.
Dominic?
Now. Oh, no, it's then.
You've been great.
Thank you.
It's lovely to have you back reading the news.
Thank you very much.
So much better than the last news.
Yeah, apparently. Thank you very much.
Dave?
Hello.
I'd love to see you again.
Thank you. Yeah.
Had a really good time this weekend when we went out for those drinks that you promised.
You didn't ring me back, did you?
Yeah, well, whatever. Alad?
Hiya.
Lovely to see you.
And you.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Will, thanks for producing today.
Thank you.
You'll be better tomorrow. And Juliet, nice to see your ass with the label of your skirt hanging out.
It's good to see you too.
Right. Joe Wiley is next. A Colin Needed still employed.
Yep.
Yes.
Good Lord, you having a laugh? There at 1 o'clock. And is Scott Mills back in the afternoon?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock?
4 till 7.
4 till 7?
Oh, yes. Then Zane Lowe at 7 till 9.
There you go. What a pro. Have a great day. The Chris Moyle Show on the radio.